I wish that we weren't here today. We don't need to be here today. There's nothing special or magical about this Tuesday. Nothing at all. The deadline that we've been given is a deadline, I'm afraid, to solve a political problem. And that's why so many of us on the Labour benches have been pleading with the front bench to pull this bill today, go back to the drawing board and work in partnership with disabled people and others, including with the Tims Review, to ensure that we do get a welfare system that works for disabled people and others. And there's no need to ram it through today other than to save political face. There's no need to ram it through at third reading next Wednesday with the Committee of the Whole House, so disabled people can't give evidence from their experience in full committee. There's no need to do that at all. We should be about solving this problem, not solving a political problem. We're being asked today to vote on the principles of the bill. So I think all honourable members on this side should be very clear about what the principles of the bill is. It's on the face of the bill. It says, and to restrict eligibility for the personal independence payment. That's the purpose of the bill. I didn't come, and I know my colleagues didn't come into Labour politics in order to restrict eligibility for personal independence payments. When I think about what we're going to be asked to vote for or against tonight, I think not just of my colleagues in here, but I think of the disabled people who come to my constituency advice surgeries. I think of the disabled people who had hope in their hearts a year ago when a Labour government was elected after 14 years. And let's be clear, this wasn't in our manifesto. The Labour Party as a whole hasn't approved this, and it's being rushed through. And I think we need to be clear as well that if this were a free vote, then it would be hard to find many Labour MPs at all who were going to vote for it. It is, as my honourable friend, the Member of Parliament for York Central said, this is a matter of conscience. And we need to be clear what we're comparing here. When we decide how to vote tonight, we're not comparing the bill as the government intended with the bill as is promised. What we should be comparing is the situation of disabled people across the country as it is now, and the situation of disabled people in the country which will come to pass if this bill is passed. And this bill, which was brought, whatever the narrative, to save billions of pounds, still, with these concessions, cuts billions of pounds from disability support. No government and no Labour government should seek to balance the books on the backs of disabled people. That's not what any of us in the Labour family, left, centre or right of the party, came into politics to do. And that's why so many people are so uneasy about this. My honourable friend, the member for South Shields, spoke very clearly earlier from her experience. She regretted not voting against the Conservatives' welfare bill back in 2015. And I'd urge all colleagues to listen very carefully to what she said, because the truth is, this matter doesn't end when the voting lobby closes tonight. This matter will come back to haunt Labour MPs in their constituency surgeries Friday after Friday after Friday, up to and including the day of the next general election. And people ask, why on earth did you vote for these cuts? Or why on earth did you sit in your hands and not do that? I think it's really notable that 138 disabled people's organisations are pleading with Labour MPs to vote for the Honourable Member for York Central's reasoned amendment and vote against this bill. 138 disabled people's organisations. And I know that the whips can make compelling arguments. I know the front bench can make compelling arguments. But for me, the real compelling argument has been made outside this chamber from 138 disabled people's organisations. And it was very telling that the Secretary of State, when asked yesterday by my honourable friend from Liverpool to name one disabled person's organisation that supports this disability benefits cuts bill, couldn't name one because there isn't one. I honestly believe that any Labour MP who votes for this bill tonight or sits in their hands, I think that vote will hang like an albatross around their necks. I understand that some colleagues will feel they have to vote for disability benefit cuts out of party loyalty, but there's also other types of part of loyalty in addition to that. Loyalty to our consciences, loyalty to our party's values, loyalty to our disabled constituents, loyalty to those who are really struggling and come to see their MP, people like myself on about £90,000 a year, and ask them for help. I don't want to be my constituency advice surgery, saying to them, you know that you've got a problem and you're really in a difficult situation, well, that's because of the way I voted. So I urge MPs to have the democratic dignity that comes today with voting with their conscience and voting to give disabled people outside this place what they've been denied too long, and that's dignity, respect, a voice in this House and a vote in the lobby.